ABC News President David Westin announced today what he is calling a transformation of the network's news division. His initiative has two goals: to slash the payroll and to redefine the way ABC produces news in the digital age. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us from our studio in New York to discuss what appears to be fundamental change at ABC. David, first the cuts. How big are they?
These are big. There's no way to camouflage that. They have been careful not to specify precise numbers, but they appear to be cuts of up to about 25% of the news division. Buyouts are being offered pretty much to everybody who don't fall into certain categories. Your most famous anchors and correspondents are not among them, but they're going to be combining show staffs of, say, the weekend Good Morning America and the regular weekday ones, same for World News. They're going to be combining job definitions. This is a massive overhaul of the way ABC News has been structured.
And why does ABC News say that these cuts are necessary?
Well, two obvious one comes to mind, both financial at first. Think of both the effects hitting the news industry as there's so many more choices on digital platforms, and cable platforms, satellite offerings. You know, that's taken a real hit. Other broadcast outlets and major newspapers have had to cut back their staffs. The economy, of course, has then battered further. I spoke earlier this afternoon to ABC News President David Westin, and here was what he had to say.
ABC News has kept its head above water, but sometimes just barely so. And looking out into the future, I was very concerned, and particularly last year in a down advertising year, it drove home the concern that we were a bit precarious. And part of my job is to make sure that we are robust, successful news organization going well out into the future.
So there's also, though, a second category or family of reasons why, and it's that we're in a new digital age. These major broadcast network news divisions, although they've made cuts after cuts in recent decades, they are still kind of constructed around a conceit that's at least a generation old. Nowadays, you know, anybody can go out and shoot a half-decent video. Think about, you know, what you can do with a handheld camera these days. And there's some pretty sophisticated and good quality ones out there that don't require the extensive crews of yore.
Whenever cuts are made in a news organization, executives always say that this will not damage the quality of the product.
Right.
Will it damage the quality of the news programs?
Well, it could, but it doesn't have to. You know, one of the things that ABC has been experimenting with is being much more nimble. Think of some of the footage we saw from Haiti in recent weeks. Anderson Cooper of CNN, among many others, holding his own camera, getting exceptionally good digital footage out there. There have been a number of anchors and correspondents at ABC. You think of people like Dan Harris and Bill Weir have been experimenting with that over the last year. And Westin, in particular, points to the reinvention of Nightline. That's stalwart. It was under the threat of cancellation, as you may remember, some years ago, and they gave themselves a boost not just by changing the tone and the pace of the program, but by the way they gathered the news. Here's what he said earlier today about that.
Much of the work that we do on Nightline today is shot by the correspondents and the producers and edited by them and transmitted off from the field by them through the internet and other means.
And if anything, the show has done well in its ratings, and people have said, you know, maybe the network's been too hidebound until now.
So what does this contribute to the seemingly endless discussion of the future of network television news?
Well, you know, CBS has always been thought of as the weakest of the big three and kept afloat mostly by, say, 60 Minutes and 48 Hours, things like that. There have been rumors in recent years of CBS, ABC, that they would outsource perhaps some of their news coverage to CNN. But clearly, you know, ABC, which is in a strong second place, had thought things were severe enough, they had to take major action. Here's what they've done.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks.
You bet.